Friday, the 24th of January. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today, as always, we're going to have a look ahead to Sunday's readings. But there's such an exciting and kid-friendly reading that's the second reading from the letters of St. Paul that I thought we would look at that today rather than the Gospel. So, just before we start, can you put your hands out and wriggle your fingers? And maybe you can put your feet out and wriggle your toes. Oh, you're wearing school shoes. You can't wriggle your toes. Okay, but shake your feet around. Because St. Paul is going to talk to us about belonging. And he's going to use the analogy of our bodies to help us understand what belonging really, really means. And he's also going to talk to us a little bit about how we can feel like we don't belong or like we're not important enough. So, has this ever happened to you at school? Has it ever been that you haven't been chosen maybe to be part of the soccer team or maybe to sing in the choir or maybe to read at Mass in the readings or maybe to read something in the school assembly or whatever? Has it ever been that some other child got chosen and it wasn't you? You really wanted to, but it wasn't you. Then what happens? Sometimes you can think and feel, I don't really belong here. They don't really like me. Hey, maybe if only I could be like Temba, then I would do better at school. If only I could read like Ntabi Seng, I would do better at school. If only I could play soccer like Peter, I would do better at school. Well, St. Paul says that's a very silly way of thinking. He says that the whole body belongs to Christ. All of us. And he says some interesting things. You're going to listen out for this reading on Sunday. He says, if a foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would be silly. Imagine if the foot were to say, I'm not a hand, and my job is not as important as the hand's job. And sometimes we might think that way. The hand might say, well, I do all the typing and the writing. I am what you need in order to go to school and learn. And that's only half true, because if you didn't have feet, how were you going to walk to school? You say, well, some people don't have hands or feet, that's true, but they battle. It's very hard. Or the hands could say, I'm not the foot, I can't kick the soccer ball. I'm not as good as the foot, I don't belong to the body. That's a bit silly, isn't it? And St. Paul goes on and he says, if an ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body. Well, the ear and the eye don't do the same thing, do they? We need both of them to really be fully able to do everything we're asked to do. Our eyes to see and our ears to hear, our mouth to taste and to eat and to speak. And God made all the different parts of our body, and each one of them is special and important. One way you can know this is, you may not think about your big toe until the day you bump it. And then when it's sore, all you can think about is your big toe. Has that ever happened to you? It happened to me the other day. I bumped it on the bottom of the chair. And then all I could think about was wanting to sit down and hold my big toe because it was so sore. And Paul is saying to us that this is what we are like as a human community. We might think, oh, I don't belong because I'm not good at this or that or the other thing. But God made all of us. He made each one of you with a special purpose. And part of your life's work is to discover, why did God make you? What is it that God wants you to do with your one beautiful life? Because every one of us belong. Just like I discovered that my big toe belongs because it was sore, it belongs to the whole body. It belongs as much as my eyes, or my hearing, or my mouth for speaking. All of me belongs to me. And we are the body of Christ. And all of us belong to Christ. So when you go to Mass, and you're listening to the readings, listen out for Paul's letter. Listen to him talking about how everything belongs. Let's close our eyes now. Lord, we ask to be aware that we belong to you. We ask also to be aware of a child when we go back to school, to be aware of a child who may feel like they're not belonging today. And then we can go and tell them, you belong here. You can be my friend. Help us to be better friends and to be better at including others in everything we do. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.